When I turned 18, I gave myself a birthday gift. I became a high school dropout. I went to a private middle school where instead of report cards, I got entire packets of evaluations. From science to cultural studies, every teacher took up a full sheet of paper, assessing my ability to ask questions, show up to class on time, and complete homework. But when I enrolled in Berkeley High School, a student metropolis with 3,300 other teens, my class sizes doubled, and homework and tests took on more weight than ever before. School became not about my level of mastery, but about how many papers I could turn in. Everywhere I looked, I saw people falling into exhausting routines, full of extracurriculars, extra credit, and extra tutoring, to pass all their AP classes, to look good for an expensive college, to get a scholarship. And here I was, just months into my freshman year, already exhausted. I'd sit in bed until late at night thinking, how am I going to get through the next morning when today was hell? Junior year, I started skipping classes in favor of reading in the park across the street. It was the first time in a long time that I felt engaged in learning. It woke me up to the fact that I needed to take control of my own education. During my senior year, I dropped out. Within a month, I passed the GED with a plan to attend community college and transfer to a four-year university. Most adults couldn't understand why I'd give up on my high school education. After all, didn't I want to graduate? Of course not. Once I graduate from college, it won't matter anymore whether I got a GED or a high school diploma. If it's widely accepted that people have different styles of learning, then why is it so outrageous to take a different educational path? I didn't give up on anything. I chose well-being over the expectations of others, and I took control of my future. With a perspective, I'm Desmond Megley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.